Director Christopher Marino has lent his talents to a new telling of an old tale, Beauty and the Beast. It's a family-friendly show. Of course, a little scary, like any good fairy tale. Here's Christopher Marino.
I think it's really kind of the best kind of children's theater, where it's not just for kids, where adults can come and see it and there's something there for them too. And it was created through a devising process in the UK in 2010. So it's a new take on the story.
When you say a devising process, what do you mean?
Well, what they did was they took the source story, got a bunch of actors in a room with a director and a playwright and a bunch of designers, and figured out how to tell the story. And so once they got it to a certain level, they handed it off to a playwright named Lucy Kirkwood, who's kind of an up-and-coming playwright right now, very popular in the UK. And then she formulated it into a script. So it has music as a part of it. It has shadow work as part of it. It has some dance, a little singing, so, you know, a lot of different things.
And Catherine Carr, you're playing Beauty. Tell us about her. What is she like in this adaptation?
Well, when I first got cast, I was really excited because I grew up loving Belle from Disney. But then I realized she's not like Belle, really. She's more of a human being. And so it was really cool to, like, take some of the qualities of Belle. Like, she's smart and independent and stubborn and stuff like that, but make her into an actual person.
How has it been working with the Beast? Is he frightening?
As Beast? Sort of, yeah. He's frightening, but there's also, like, a redeeming quality about him.
I guess Beast needs that. Yeah. That redeeming quality, right?
Yeah.
Chris, will you give us any hints about Beast?
In our version, he's pretty tall. I won't say necessarily how he did that, but he's tall and fairly physical. I think that will be pretty surprising for people that archetypically know the Beast from the Disney movie. And, you know, we really tried to concentrate on the curse. You know, if he's a good-looking, regal animal, it's not much of a curse. So we really tried to go back to it and say, well, the nature of the curse is to turn this guy into something that people find repulsive. And so that's sort of where we took it from. He's not a big sort of lion or a boar or anything else. He is truly a creature.
Do you want to tell us about the transformation?
It should be surprising, and it'd be a pretty cool event in the play. What's nice about the play is that there's so much magic in it that that's not the only thing that happens that's surprising. So in a way, I don't have the weight of that event being, gosh, it's the only thing I have to be huge about the play. So I think audiences, by the time they get to that transformation, they almost expect it because they've seen so many other things happen.
That was director Christopher Marino and actor Catherine Carr talking about Beauty and the Beast, opening tonight at 7 o'clock, with 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock performances tomorrow and Sunday. The show is at the Main Theater in UNCW's Cultural Arts Building, and it continues through next weekend. Find details at whqr.org.